Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Man.
My high school ex-girlfriend's mom checked me in for my vasectomy appointment.
Huh?
Talk about an uncomfortable waiting room.
Excuse me?
I gotta think about that one.
Oh, I get it. That took me a second. She was working at the front desk.
I didn't even get that. You got it. There you go.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Working at the front desk.
Tyler, you know you have to give to prove you. You know what?
I'm not sure what to make of this one where they said that there's no such thing as a consultation. You just show up and it's done.
Yeah, I don't remember getting a consultation. Maybe I did. I guess it would make sense that you would.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is this a setup?
Well, it all ends in the same place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
She wouldn't do that to me.
You know, I got an infection.
Wow. Fun. Yeah.
I guess Orlando did too. Is that right?
Wow. Yeah. But just putting other people's business on the street,
well,
huh?
Did he not talk about that? Should I not?
Okay. I don't know.
Oh.
Holy cow. Are there not HIPAA laws around here?
All right. Sorry.
Jeez.
I thought that was out there. Sorry.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
Well, you take pills for a few. I really did. You take pills for a few days and then it's fine. But it was not just like, for me, it sadly was not just like what you hear, like 3 days and then you're okay. It was like a week and a half and it sucked.
Really?
And I had to take some pills. Yeah. Big horse pills just to get everything settled down.
Sounds good.
It wasn't. It sucked.
Same deal for Orlando, huh?
I don't know.
Wow.
I have no idea, actually.
It's unbelievable. You have no shame.
Yeah, she was at the front desk.
Why couldn't you just talk about yourself? Why'd you have to bring him into it?
I thought we were pals. All right, we're getting a lot of stories out there from, a lot of stories. I know I had a Mount Palumbus speak. Hold on. I'll find it. They're being overrun. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Mount Palumbus, maybe you could stand up for yourself. Oh, wait, your wife doesn't really need you anymore now that your big money earning days are over. Wow.
That's my Mount Palumbus. I mean, I'm actually taking it as a compliment. I'm taking it that she's still into me.
Yeah, you guys met when you were in college, when you were both bison together.
Oh, man. Tough day.
Wow.
I don't have much of a rebuttal.
That is a hook to the testes there.
Yeah.
No, I did see one. We got a lot of stuff going on here. I'm sorry.
X-Line is enjoying this one.
I know.
Good. I hope you guys are. I hope you are because I'll be on the couch tonight, but I'm glad you guys are having some fun today.
Tyler, don't let anyone tell you it doesn't hurt. Especially when the nurse comes at you with the syringe.
Listen.
I said it. I told you.
Do you guys actually think that I feel pain? I don't feel pain.
North Dakota State is scheduled to play CU in Boulder 2024.
Wait, now what is? I don't know what to make of this text. I got a new text. I don't know what it means.
That?
All it says is vicious. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What do I make of that? Vicious? Huh.
After the neutering, Tyler will be Ty Lee. No, you're not less of a man. All right. It is, golly, I am trying to, I know we have questions.
Hold on. We've got a.
Oh, we got a situation?
Yeah, we're working on a guest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, about what?
Well, we'll see if we can get the guest scheduled or not, but we're working on a guest.
Okay. What's the nature of the guest?
Benedict Arnold.
A traitor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. All right. Who would you take? All right, this is interesting. All right, here's a Mount Palumbus speak. It's definitely off the beaten path, but we'll go. Who would you take in a 6-round boxing match, D-Mac or Mike Evans?
Mount Palumbus.
I'm sorry, was there a question? I'm working on something.
Who would you take in a 6-round boxing match, me or Evans?
Oh, boy. Evans can absorb a punch or two. I mean, you know.
There's no doubt about that.
You need to have a little girth to you if you're going to absorb. And well, although Ben Askren would say that that's not true.
It didn't help him.
Right.
Right.
That did not help him at all.
Mm-mm.
Although you've lost a lot of weight. I'm not going to lie. If I'm being real, you look a little bit frail.
Hmm?
You know what? I mean,
I've been working on my push-ups.
The weight that goes into the mom jeans and all that. You gotta have a little something.
You don't think
I
can just like run around for a couple rounds and get them tired and then just sock them in the face?
Well, that's a strategy.
I mean, there's no.
I think Floyd Mayweather's made like millions and millions and billions of dollars doing that.
I mean, that would be my strategy, is just to more or less run around for a couple rounds and then, you know, Evans would be exhausted.
She's ghosting you.
Is this your wife?
I'm trying to get Richie to get my wife, and I told him that there's no way that she will accept coming on air.
She's never made an appearance on the show.
So, I mean, the second she says hello, he has to just put her on air. That's the only way it's going to work.
This is not going to go well. This is way worse than just talking about it. This is like that. That's not going to work.
Answer your phone.
No, that's.
Oh, dang it. She's listening. She knows.
This is officially a bad idea.
She said, no, sir. I'm in the car with Noah, my son.
Right.
Bad idea. Over. It was a bad idea.
Wait, does Noah know what's going on here?
Noah, earmuffs.
What? You want to explain this to your
son? Earmuffs. Put on the headphones. Watch some Netflix. It's okay. I'll let you get some extra iPad time. I won't even count this against your time limit. Put on the headphones. I'm getting the dot, dot, dots. Like, what's going on? Just answer your phone.
She clearly doesn't want to. And frankly, I got to tell you, this is you're going down a weird path.
I am? I'm already on the couch tonight. Why not just...
Hey,
get some ratings out of it.
Far be it for me to stand in the way of good radio. So keep trying, Richie.
Just keep, I mean,
keep going.
He's going to keep calling you unless you answer. Just pick up the phone. Should I not yell at my wife on there?
You're just kind of going in a direction that I can't stop.
It's not a good idea. I shouldn't. No.
You keep going.
You are a beautiful woman.
There you go. That helps.
Best decision I ever made.
Uh-huh.
But I'm upset with you right now, and we need to work through some things.
Wow, holy cow.
We need to work through some things.
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
I'm just looking for the music.
Oh, I'm getting a lot of texts. We should stop.
Okay.
I should stop. Thank you. I will. Honey, I will always love you. I will. I will always love you.
All right, stay tuned for what's
next.
Nothing
will ever come between us.
No idea. Well, there you go. Hot Take Tuesday rolls on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
Wow! D-Mac's so fired up, he's breaking things over here.
You want to
about Snip Snip?
Jeez. All right, that sucks.
Wow!
I gotta do something.
D-Mac literally just broke the mic. That was a new break. I mean, I've seen that mic stand broken about 12 different times. I don't think I've ever seen that one. Yeah, see, you and Mike Evans, you're one and the same. You always act like, oh, Mike Evans, I would never do something so stupid. Well, you broke the mic stand. I guess it's a boom stand. Does that qualify as a mic stand? Yeah? I love you, honey. I'm not talking to D-Mac. Yeah, I hope you guys heard the last one. I was not referring to D-Mac.
I do know how to fix it, though.
Good for you.
Very few things I know actually how to fix. I know, yeah. Don't know how to check my own oil, but I can fix a microphone stand that breaks. You want to explain what the latest and greatest is? With No, we're not explaining that? Are we done?
I have been told to be quiet.
Oh, have you really?
No, I have not. Everything's fine. Everything's great. What do you mean? Why would something be wrong? What's the problem?
Well, you were mad that your wife scheduled a vasectomy appointment for you. Then when you try to get your wife on the air, she defiantly...
Ghosted us?
I think ghosting is not responding. From what I understand, there was a flat-out no.
True. Good point. Yes. Yes.
What was it, ghosting, or did she just say no?
She said, stop it.
Stop it. Hey Liz, I'm not part of this. Don't hang me out to dry on this one.
Stop.
I mean, I'm really counting on the whole contract thing. Like we're committed, marriage. Like we signed a contract, right?
No doubt about it.
Yeah, I'm counting on that. Till death do us part, honey.
Hot Take Tuesday brought to you by Papa Murphy's. Order your pizza for pickup today. Tyler's belongings are now laying on the front lawn.
Anybody got a room? Is it too late now to say sorry? No, it's not. It's never too late. I hope you're still listening.
Probably not at this point. Tyler, all this guy's telling you to man up and put your foot down must be single. Any man who thinks he's the boss at home believes that because his wife tells him so. Mike in Denver.
Yes, yes, good point.
I'm intrigued. This is better than D-Mac stories. I'll agree with you on this one.
Look, maybe once a year I will sacrifice some stability at home for a good story on air.
I love it.
All right, this was the one time a year.
That's it?
That's it. Come back around next
Richie,
year,
we'll
April
take him,
20th.
We'll take them every day, won't we? If you got them, we'll take them.
Uh-huh.
I can kill you with some boring documentaries. This is way better. I agree. Right. Put this on a Netflix special.
No, don't do that.
Tyler goes to the doctor because his wife told him. New release on Netflix. All right.
So, football.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's some football stuff going on. No, here's a funny one, though. Not football. Rockies trade, Hot Take Tuesday. Rockies trade Trevor Story to the Mets for retired Tim Tebow, who stars in center field leading the Rocks to the playoffs. Fills the stands with fans.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a good one?
Nah, it's probably not very good.
No? No, you just saw Tim Tebow. You saw Rockies. You got excited.
I did. Oh, wait. Do we have some? Oh, we do have Colin Cowherd. This is fun. It's always fun listening to Cowherd say a variety of different things. Here's talking about Woody's article.
All right, so this story came out yesterday. We did not talk about it. The Broncos have a new general manager, and according to Woody Page, who writes for the Denver Gazette, he's been a journalist in that town for 100 years. They want to move off Drew Lock. They want to. They called Atlanta, and they're going to move up, and they'd like to get a quarterback. Now, doesn't mean Atlanta's going to budge, but Denver likes Trey Lance, and they like Justin Fields, and they should. They're both better than Drew Lock.
Agree or disagree?
Yeah, more. I mean, I agree, I guess. I agree with Justin Fields that he's better. Trey Lance, to me, doesn't make sense, so I agree with half of it. Am I allowed to do that? Can I agree with half of it?
Yeah, of course. More?
I get this.
What's going on with you right now?
You loved him!
Whoa. With me?
Yeah. What's going on with you quarterbacks and your theories? What's the update of the day?
I'm still the
same. Out on Mac Jones yesterday. Are you back in today? Where are you at on Mac Jones?
I don't feel great about Mac Jones, but if that's the decision, I'm fine because I know this is what you have to do to get a quarterback for the future. And if it doesn't work out, you got to rinse and repeat. So nothing's really changed.
I'm not going to lie. There was a minute there where I was nervous. I was.
About what?
For a second, I thought I was really in trouble because I sent a I love you text and it took a while to get anything in response.
Okay.
Good news.
And?
Good news.
Yes.
I asked her, are you still listening? She said, yes, but I'm not talking on your show, dear. She said, dear.
Oh, okay.
She said, dear. Well, everything's nice. Okay, right?
Yeah, probably.
She said, dear.
Actually, yeah, everything's fine.
She called me dear.
She's having a laugh.
We're cool.
You are cool.
Things are great.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping in my own bed.
You're fine.
Yes!
Yeah, you're good. She's laughing.
See, now I learned a lesson here.
She's having fun with it.
The problem with it,
She doesn't want to talk on the radio, though.
She just set a bad precedent, though, because she forgave me for this. Now I'm going to feel like I've got the authority to tell other funny stories, and I'm not sure if that's going to be a mistake or not.
Well, ultimately, stories that are funny that look reflect poorly on you, not her, will probably be fine. Because at the end of the day, this story, nobody thinks that she looks bad for doing this. Nobody.
Really?
No, because she's...
Nobody?
Nobody. She's doing the right thing. Uh-huh. You guys had a conversation about getting fixed.
Uh-huh.
You drug your heels on it. She said, well, forget that. We need to get this done. She's actually doing something in Ford Progress Land that's going to help things between the two of you a lot. Not a little, a lot.
I do appreciate the meaning behind it.
Yeah, so, it's actually very encouraging. Yeah, this isn't an insult.
Thank you. You know what? I needed that. Thank you.
You're just being kind of a scaredy cat.
Well, yeah, and I was just...
That's it. That's all this is. It's a reflection on you being scared.
No, don't put it like that.
Well, that's what it is.
I'm just a normal dude.
It's a normal scared dude.
Huh?
It's a normal scaredy cat dude.
Right.
Ultimate dude.
Yeah, a lot of dudes are scared by this process.
Yes.
So that's why she's laughing about it. Doesn't make her look bad.
This is a good point on the text line. You're good, but you're definitely keeping the appointment.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Yeah, you're not getting out of it. No, you're getting this thing. By the way, the appointment leads to the, you know, the process.
Yeah, I realize that.
Well,
yes.
Well, how many appointments are you going to go to?
Well... One, well, it depends on if I like the doctor.
You're going to like the doctor. The appointment's going to go fine. And at the end of the appointment, you're going to schedule a procedure. And then the procedure's going to happen. And it's probably going to happen.
So you know what you're doing right now?
Maybe not.
I'm just telling you the way it's going to go. See,
you know what? It took me a second to realize it. You are my work wife. You're sounding exactly like her right
well,
now.
I said nothing for a long time until this all dawned on you what was going on. You're going to be fixed within before Memorial Day.
I think that there's a strong possibility, yes. Yes.
The big question is, what happens first? Me get a tattoo or you get a vasectomy?
Well, that's, you know what?
I mean, it's in the running
I'll
right now.
I'll race you.
You want to put a coffee on that?
No. I just hope that you actually pay off your debt.
Oh, I am. Yes, I am.
Have you made an appointment?
No, not exact. I haven't had my wife set it up for me yet.
You know, wow. Wow.
Oh, wow. Honey, can you set up my appointment? No, she hates the tattoo idea. This is going to get me on the couch. Trust me. This is going to be a tough one to overcome.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get an apartment. Share it.
That's
want to go halvesies?
Possibility. I think I'll be sold.
Did we just become best friends?
Yeah, I'm telling you, your wife's not upset by this conversation at all. She just doesn't want to be on the radio. Your wife is laughing about this. Why? Because it's funny.
Does any man know how to really read his wife?
No. Well, that answer's no.
So I'm not. She's being kind right now.
She hit you with dear. You're fine.
She said dear.
Yeah. If there was no response at all, you'd be in trouble.
Oh no. There's dot dot dots. Oh my. I'm reading everything you write right now, just so you know.
Yeah, she's fine. She's laughing.
Come on, now hurry along. We can't wait forever. The drums are taking a while, honey. I don't know. She's playing games with us now.
It's good to work. We're in dot, dot, dot.
I mean, now she's just playing games.
She's writing something.
Well, no, see, now, like, this is a long one. But this is not a good sign. When the dot... They
went away.
They went away.
Okay. Top six is coming up next.